You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, tell us about some of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to the trades.
Well, I'm a little self-conscious about this because I think it's, you know, maybe a negative connotation about, you know, the trades and what maybe other people think about it. But trying to answer that question, I think as a general, especially people outside of the trades may look onto the trades as a second-rate job. Mm. Or maybe people in high school or teachers or professors may look onto the trades as a second-rate job. And they're really not. The thing that I always tell everyone is that college and, you know, white-collar work is not for everyone. And so, you know, and blue-collar work is definitely something that should be at least be an option.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think the other thing that can get misleading is the fact that going into the trades is not a good financial decision. They can be very rewarding financially. There's tradespeople that make well into six figures. And so it can be a very good option for someone financially. And sometimes people don't think of it that way. It's no different than being a doctor or a nurse. It's, you know, those things are skilled trades. They have to have a lot more, you know, college and training and schooling for those things. But it's no different than that. Once you have a trade, it can pay very well. And then the other thing that I think gets misleading sometimes is, you know, well, it's just plumbing or electrical or HVAC. How hard can it be? They're just, you know, it's just a water heater. It's just a plumbing pipe. It's just, you know, a wire or something like that. I'm often reminded of just how important the work that we do is. Here at this company, we go into people's homes where they desire to be the safest, and we are interacting with their around and with maybe their elderly parents or their children. Or, you know, so these are very important environments that we're working in, and the things that we're handling, things like electrical, you know, that could potentially be a fire hazard. Gas, meaning LP or natural gas, those things can actually be a silent killer. So, you know, we're dealing with things like sewage that is disease ridden. These are very, very important things that can cause very serious safety issues if not handled properly. So it should not be taken lightly. And, you know, that's one of the things that you need to have someone that's competent to be doing that work. Someone that's trained and someone that has been trained properly to make sure that your homes and families stay safe.
You mentioned it's a good financial decision. I think it's good to note that, especially with the instability of the, you know, economy in the past year, the trades have really, you know, stayed pretty steady, haven't they?
Absolutely. They've even probably flourished more, you know, with COVID and those things that happened in 2020. Mm-hmm. More people were staying at home and you know, eating at home and using their home more, and people weren't traveling and staying in hotels. And so, you know, the things that were in their home, their plumbing, electrical, and HVAC were very, very important to people. And you're absolutely right. There's a tremendous amount of security in the trades as far as job security.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking they may want to look more into the trades and specifically at Whistler Plumbing and Air, what do they need to do?
Very easy. You can go onto whistlerjobs.com and there's a whole list of things that we're recruiting, and we have an apprenticeship program that's spelled out, and so you don't have to have any experience whatsoever. So if someone's considering that and they want to choose that career path, we're here to support them and help them to learn while they're earning a living.
All righty. So if you have any questions about that or anything else James spoke about today, you can reach out to them as well at 540-483-9382.